you, and welcome. You're listening to the X22 Report. My name is Dave, and this is episode 2980 BN. Today's date is January 24th, 2023, and the title of the episode is, Did Trump Just Set a Trap? Executive Order 13526 in play. Sleep no more. Game over. Let's talk about protecting our health. Have you started to notice an increase in the appearance of wrinkles, fine lines, bags under your eyes, or other usual signs of aging? It may be more than just stress from the new year. Wrinkles and other marks of aging are one of the top signs that your collagen levels are low. It becomes more vital every year that you get older to supplement collagen into your diet for the sake of your skin's health. As you've gotten older, for example, you may have found that your skin isn't as strong. Whether in your 20s or 90s, you'd experience the healthy aging effects collagen has on your skin with the help of this multi-collagen powder I love to use. My skin has once again regained its youthful glow, hydration, and elasticity. I add it to my morning coffee or tea, and it tastes great while keeping me a little more full between meals. I want you to try it as well and experience the amazing effects it had on me. Get a bag today for 51% off, plus receive several free bonuses before their new year sale ends by going to healthwithx22.com. That is healthwithx22.com, and get ready to look your best this new year. Let's get into the economic collapse, political and geopolitical news. Now, the deep state, the corrupt politicians, big tech, fake news, the puppet masters, they are now backed in a corner, and it seems that Trump has set a trap for them, and now they're going to have to figure their way out of this. And I do believe Trump, he's been bringing them down a path. And think about what happened today, and a lot of people are going, holy crap, Pence has classified documents. Oh my God, what's going to happen now? Well, really think about this for a second. They went after Trump in Mar-a-Lago. They raided Mar-a-Lago because they said he had classified documentation. Now, the president has the ability to declassify. If he just takes the documents, they're presumed to be declassified already. Biden, on the other hand, he's the vice president, and also he was a senator at the time. He had classified documents. And of course, in the beginning, he said, well, I didn't know about it. I'm sorry about it. It was in a box. I didn't realize I had them. Then they started to find documents all over the place. And once again, the vice president and a senator does not have the ability to declass. Now we have Pence, where all of a sudden he came out and he says he has classified information at his house. Now, the question is, why did they even search for this? Does this even make any sense? And actually, this all goes back to the National Archives. Aren't they keeping track of all this? I mean, what kind of outfit is this? Is this corruption right here? It's starting to seem that way. But on the other hand, really think about this. Think about what has happened. Because remember, from the very, very beginning, they were trying to tell us that Trump broke the law. And now we have Biden, and now we have Pence, where Biden and Pence, yes, they did break the law because they don't have the authority to declass. Now, once again, Obama, in the very beginning, could have come out and said, listen, I declassified this information. The information that Biden has, it's all declassified. He didn't want to do that. I mean, he could have done that, got him off the hook. But if he did that, what would happen to the special counsel? What would happen to the investigation into Trump? He would be exonerated. How would you explain this? Because if Obama can do this, then Trump can do this. So Obama stayed quiet. He didn't say a word. So now think about Pence. Is Trump trying to bait them, because he did put out a truth saying to leave Pence alone? We'll be talking a lot more about that a little bit later. Is he trying to bait them into doing something? I do believe so. And I do believe that this has to do with an executive order 13526. Think about the classified information they have. And think about the classified information that Trump has. The classified information that Trump has is most likely all the crimes that they have committed. The classified information that they have, and I'm talking about Biden, Obama, and the rest, most likely those are the classified documents and those are the crimes that they have committed. And then if you refer to Executive 13526, well, that really doesn't help them at all. And remember, this executive order was created by Obama. And I do believe Trump, he just used this against them. And I do believe he's setting a trap. And we're going to have to see how this plays out. Remember, he's forcing this out into the light a little bit at a time. And we know when Trump baits the fake news in, baits the corrupt politicians in, and says, hey, leave someone alone, you know what they do. They don't leave the person alone. And I do believe they're going to make a move. And he wants them to make a move Because remember, this is about exposing all the crimes that they have committed. Remember, don't look at the little part of Biden. Step back and take a look at the bigger part. What is he trying to do? He's trying to expose their entire system. He's trying to expose all their treasonous crimes. And it wasn't just a one-off classified document. This isn't the treasonous crime. This goes much, much further. And who's involved in all this? There's a lot of other players. So what he's trying to do, when you really start to take a look at it, he's trying to expose it all. And you do it a little bit at a time, a little bit at a time. Now, we're going to be talking a lot more about this a little bit later and what he said. But first, let's talk about what the House is doing right now. Because remember, they threw Adam Schiff and Eric Swalwell off the House Intel Committee. And they're saying, we're not going to allow them back on. But it seems the Democrats, they're trying to force their way back in. And Hakeem Jeffries, he nominates both Adam Schiff and Eric Swalwell to be on these committees. Now, I don't believe they're going to be able to do this. I do believe the Republicans are going to push back and say, yeah, you know something? We don't want them to have this information. And remember, why do they want these people back on these committees? Because they need the constant flow of intelligence. Right now, they're running blind. They have no idea what's going on. And they're trapped. And this scares them. Remember, fear the storm because the storm is coming. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is that yesterday we know that there was an FBI agent, Charles McConnell. He was indicted because of Russian collusion, and he was investigating Russian collusion with Trump. So this is very interesting. But Kyle Serafin put this out on True Social and said the following. As many of you know, former FBI New York field office special agent in charge of counterintelligence, Charles McConnell, was indicted today. What many may not know is that he was buddies with and ran a sister squad next to disgraced former section chief Peter Strzok when he worked as a supervisory special agent at Washington field office. They answered to then ACAC Andy McCabe. What you say about that, Cash? And that is very interesting. But Cash, he put this out on True Social and he said the following. I wanted to make this simple for Watermelon Head, and that he's referring to Adam Schiff, and CNN. Russia bribed Strzok, sidekick and head of counterintel at FBI in 2017, to convince the world Trump's the Russian assets. Yet the only traitor were at the FBI, in Congress, and of course, the fake news mafia. That's not corruption. That's treason. Absolutely. Then Trump, he responded to this and said, the FBI guy after me for the Russia hoax, long before my election as president, was just arrested for taking money from Russia. May he rot in hell. Absolutely. If you noticed, these people that blamed everything on Trump, said he's a Russian asset, he's a criminal. If you notice, they're the ones who are committing all the crimes. They're the ones who are colluding with Russia. They're the ones who are treasonous. They're the ones who are projecting everything that they have done onto Trump. And it's not working because what has been happening? As we move forward, everyone is starting to understand and realize that, wait a minute, okay, they said Trump did all these things, but how come they're the ones that's turning up in the news? How come it's they're the ones that are showing up with classified information when they shouldn't be having classified information? How come Hillary Clinton actually paid for the Alpha Bank hoax? How come the FBI was involved in using the Steele dossier, which was uncorroborated? They knew it was fake. Why did they use it to get the FISA warrant? People are starting to see, well, wait a minute. It wasn't Trump that was the criminal. It was actually these people. They were using this to cover up their crimes. And I think people are starting to realize this. And I do believe right now, what we just found out about this FBI agent, I do believe this has given Durham additional ammunition. And Sergey Milian put this out and said, SCO Durham just got a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Don't miss it. Talk, and he's speaking about this FBI agent who was indicted. Hans responded to Sergey and said, Sergey is absolutely right. Durham just got an unexpected lifeline. Well, I don't think Durham needs a lifeline, but I do believe he's going to use this now to his advantage. Yes, he has a lot of other things that he's going to use, but this is front and center, and it just landed at the perfect time. And I do believe Durham is going to be coming out of the woodwork very, very soon, and we're going to start to hear from him. But think about all the things that are in play right now. Think about everything that's being set up. Everything is being set up so people understand what has been happening and who the treasonous criminals really are. And yes, this is going to build and build and build. Think about it. The Twitter files, people are learning a lot. Think about what people are learning about who can classify information, who can declassify information, who has the ability to take it with them after they leave office. See, most of the people didn't understand all this. Now the people are being educated in all this. Why would you educate the population in all this? Why would you teach them what's what? Because once the information is dropped, people then understand that, yes, Trump, he has the ability to declassify. Yes, his information can be used against these people. Yes, did he follow all the rules? Yes, he did. And all this information is being brought out into the public so they understand what's going on. Because a lot of people didn't understand it. A lot of people hearing it from the fake news, they're thinking that Trump was in trouble. Trump is not in trouble. Trump, he's the president. He has the ability to declassify. It's everyone else that is in trouble. Because remember, I do believe he has all the information on them. And I do believe this information is going to be brought out into the open. I don't mean he's going to drop it. He already did the declassification. He did what he said he was going to do. He's just waiting for that point in time. And remember the Presidential Report Act of 1978. He's going to wait for that point in time where the people can then go in and get all of this information. But during this period of time, look at what is being built up so people understand what's going on. I do believe this is just the Trump card. This is the cake topper in the end where they can't even question. I'm talking about fake news, the corrupt politicians. This will just do them in the end. Now, the other thing that's very interesting, and Trump has been talking about the border for a very long time, and we all know about the border. It's a complete and utter disaster. But we could see out in Arizona, the city of Yuma is on the brink of collapse due to illegal border crossers. And Senator Cruz put this out on Twitter and said, the southern border is under siege from the cartels. The Biden border crisis is a man-made crisis, and President Biden has only fueled the raging fire. And the people out in Arizona are saying, yes, this is a complete and utter disaster. It's completely falling apart in Arizona, in this city. And there's just too many illegals, too much crime, too much everything. And actually, we're starting to see crime all across this country. Think about New York. We had Abbott busing people in, and I'm talking about the illegals, into New York. And you know what's been happening out in New York? There's a huge crime wave going on right now. So why is there a huge crime wave? Because the people that are coming across the border are not the people we want actually in our country. Most of these people are human traffickers, child traffickers, human traffickers, MS-13 gang members, and just common criminals. And when you look at New York City, you can see the headlines. They just continually talk about crime. They said four border crossers bused from Texas to New York City were arrested this month after allegedly stealing nearly $12,500 worth of merchandise from a Macy's department store. On Monday, the Nassau County Police Department in Long Island, New York, announced the arrest of 19-year-old Raylan Meza, 30-year-old Jose Escobar, 21-year-old Rojas, 27-year-old Rojas for allegedly shoplifting at Macy's. And the stories go on and on and on. And we're seeing a huge crime wave. And look what the banks are doing right now because of the huge crime wave. Chase Bank is closing their ATMs, their New York City ATMs, early due to rising crime and vagrancy. So they're not keeping the ATMs open around the clock. They're going to be shutting down around 5 p.m. or 6 p.m. And you won't be able to get cash from these areas because the crime wave is uncontrollable right now. And it's absolutely unbelievable. And the people in this country, they're seeing this. The people are rejecting everything the Biden administration is doing. And I do believe Trump and the Patriots, they placed the resident in place so people could see all of this play out in real time. And as people see this play out in real time, they see crime out of control. They see the resources of this country being used. They see what the Biden administration is doing. What are the people going to end up doing? They're going to be turning on the Biden administration. They're going to be turning on Obama. And you can see from the polls, this is already happening. And this is a poll coming from the Convention of State Action Trafalgar Group survey. And it says that only 14% of Americans support amnesty and citizenship for those who have entered the country illegally. Only 14%. The rest of the people are saying, yeah, you know, something, we don't agree with this. Actually, if you look at the Hispanic community, 2.8% of Hispanic likely voters believe that both individuals with pending asylum cases and those who enter the country illegally should be granted amnesty. The rest are saying, yeah, we don't believe this. We don't believe they should get amnesty. They're here illegally. They should be deported. This is what the American people are saying now. So whatever the Biden administration is doing, whatever Obama is doing, and those people that are directing all of this, it is completely failing just like everything else. Just like them trying to censor and keep people quiet, trying to control the narrative, it is all failing. But it doesn't mean they're going to stop. It means they're going to keep pushing and pushing and pushing because they believe they can regain control. They believe they can regain the control of the narrative, but it's not going to work because once you wake the people up, it's game over. But look what they're doing out in DirecTV. DirecTV, as we know, they canceled OANN. Now DirecTV, they're going to deplatform Newsmax channel. So they're trying to silence as many people as possible. Rich Grinnell put this out and said, whoa, at AT&T, at DirecTV, deplatforming Newsmax and refusing to pay a conservative while paying all 22 liberal news channels? The House must act. Unacceptable. And this is exactly what they're doing because they're trying to control the narrative. But it's not going to work because the people are awake. The people are looking at different sources now and the fake news, they're in trouble. No matter what they do, no matter what, how they can try to control this, it's not going to work. Look, they're putting pressure on Elon Musk. The EU right now, the European Commission's vice president for values and transparency is warning Elon Musk, you must stop what you're doing or you're going to be sanctioned. So stop allowing people to speak freely. I mean, does this even make any sense whatsoever? They're trying to control the narrative. Of course, they're using this under the guise of, oh, it's hate speech. But again, in this country, in the United States, we have the First Amendment. It's the freedom of speech. There's nothing about hate speech. If you don't like something, don't listen. If you don't like something that's on TV, you turn the channel or you just shut the TV altogether. If you don't like listening to a podcast or you shut it off. You have that freedom to do it. And once again, these laws that they have in other countries do not affect what's happening here. And yes, there are many people in other countries, they use virtual private networks to get around their entire system so they can see the truth. They could see who's being censored out in their country, because if you use a different VPN, say there's a VPN, an IP address out in the United States, you can see everything that you can't see in these countries. So there's always a way around this. And I do believe a lot of people in other countries are using these ways to find the truth. And again, those dictators, those tyrants, they don't like this. And they're trying to stop Elon from putting out the truth. And as he continues to put out more truth, what do you think they're going to do? They're going to push back even harder. Now, the other thing that's very interesting, and this is coming from Name Redacted on Twitter, he brings up a very interesting point and says, since December 1st, 2021, Vijaye Gadde has been on the CISA Cybersecurity Advisory Committee. Now, during the CISA Facebook propaganda calls, was Gadde representing Twitter or CISA? Is Twitter still participating in these propaganda calls? So at the time, was she actually working for Twitter or CISA? That is very interesting because she was named as one of the individuals that was on, that was belonged to CISA. So this is very interesting, and we're going to have to see how this plays out. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is we're all of a sudden seeing a lot of mass shootings out there, and they're very, very odd. And yes, the fake news is out there trying to convince people that, oh my God, look what's out there, assault pistols. Now, this stems from the ATF saying pistol braces are now illegal. If you put it on there, it's in a, you know, it's a short barrel rifle. They're calling them assault pistols now. And they're trying to make the case of why we need to get rid of this. Now, I do believe they're trying to push as very, very hard right now to have everyone register at, you know, give their name, Social Security, and everything else to actually have a database. And once they do this, because we've heard that once you do this and they deny it, then they can come around and basically collect this weapon. So is this going to work? Most likely not. But remember how they play the game. They know they have a specific amount of time before this is shut down. Remember, the ATF doesn't make laws. They can't make you a criminal. And I think they need to be reined in right now because they're completely out of control. And they always have been. And what's very interesting is the fake news, they're doing what they do best. They're using fake information. Phoenix Ammunition on Twitter put this out and said, laugh out loud. The progressive left will literally lie about anything in order to make guns seem less palatable. So they put out a picture, and this is coming from Vice News. And they're showing a picture of a bullet that went through some type of metal wall. And I do believe down below the caption says, a high caliber bullet poked at one of the gates outside Guzman's house in Jesus Maria, Sinaloa. So when you look at this picture, it's a bullet that was never fired because the jacket, the shell part with the gunpowder in it, is still intact. So they just took an unfired bullet and they stuck it through the hole. This is very, very misleading. I mean, there's no damage to the bullet whatsoever. But look what they're trying to do. They're trying to make it look scary. They're trying to make it look like, oh my God, look what just happened here. But remember, when a bullet hits a wall or hits an object, what happens to it? It completely compresses. And it's not going to look like this, and especially it's not going to have the shell around the bullet. So this whole thing is completely fake, phony, and false. But look what's happening out in California. We're seeing many different mass shootings, but it's not the narrative that the deep state wants. They want a white man to actually go ahead and do these mass shootings. But the white man is not there. And who's doing the shootings? The Asian population, which is very odd. So there was another gunman that killed seven people at Two Half Moon Bay, California landscaping nurseries. And this was a 67-year-old suspect in the Half Moon Bay shooting, and he's been arrested. And it's very, very odd that this is happening. Now, Chuck Ross on Twitter put this out and said, this shooting was a mushroom marijuana farm. Shooter named Zhao Chunli. There was another mass murder at a Chinese weed farm in Oklahoma not too long ago. Very bizarre. And he says, a Chinese national executed four other Chinese nationals at an illegal pot farm in Oklahoma last month, demanded return of his $300,000 investment. So the question is this about gangs? Is this about drug running? What is this all about? Because it seems it's not fitting in with their narrative. Actually, Kaiyun Lau on Twitter put this out and said, Laguna Woods, 68-year-old Asian American gunman. Monterey Park, 72-year-old Asian American gunman. And now Half Moon Bay, reportedly a 60-something-year-old Asian American suspect. What is going on here? Does that make any sense? Absolutely not. But what is Governor Newsom doing? He's out there trying to push gun control. He came out and said, I mean, the Second Amendment is becoming a suicide pact. Well, the Second Amendment is not becoming a suicide pact. Actually, you need to go and investigate why these people are shooting up people. Remember, the people do the shooting, not the guns. The Second Amendment has nothing to do with the crimes that people commit. People commit crimes all over the place, especially in California, New York. And you just keep releasing them. So what is the motive of all these people? Why are they doing this? If it wasn't a gun, it would be a knife. If it wasn't a knife, it'd be a hammer. If it wasn't a hammer, it'd probably be a car. It makes no difference what the tool is. Now, he put something else out that which is very interesting. He says, every country struggles with mental illness, but the USA has a gun homicide rate 26 times higher than our peers. The difference is how the GOP have bowed down to the gun industry. The difference is how easy it is to access guns and high-capacity magazines in our country. Wait a minute. Aren't all these things happening out in California? Don't they have very strict gun control laws? Why do you think these people are getting guns and going there? You think they're just buying them legally? Or do you think they're getting them on the black market? So if you notice, all these things happen in very strict gun control regulated areas. Remember, what's the magazine capacity out in California? What is it, 10? Can you just get a weapon and carry it around? And actually, what's very interesting about all this, Gun Facts on Twitter responded to this and says, not really. The USA is on the far left of the chart. And this says international firearms ownership and homicides. So when you look, the ownership rate, yes, the United States has one of the highest ownership rates, but the homicides are one of the lowest. So what is Newsom talking about? Well, once again, he's trying to push an agenda, a gun control agenda. And this is exactly what they do. Omar Navarro put this out on Twitter, said the following. Gavin Newsom signs a California law now allowing illegal immigrants given a work permit by the Biden administration to be hired as California police officers. So you can break the law and then become the law in California. Does that make any sense? Absolutely not. And think about all this no cash bail. Think about all the criminals running around on the streets. You think all these criminals are going around saying, damn, I can't get a weapon at the gun store because they just ran a background check. No, these criminals are going to the black market. They're getting the weapons they need. Who can't get the weapons? All right, the law-abiding citizen. They can't go and get the weapons because of all the restrictions and everything the ATF is doing. And you could see their agenda right here. And I do believe the Supreme Court, eventually what's going to happen, just like all the other cases, they're going to strike all these cases down and actually show that every single one of them is completely unconstitutional, just like they did with the pandemic. And if you notice, it's always the same players. All these people are violating our constitutional rights. These people aren't following the Constitution. They swore an oath to uphold and protect the Constitution. And everything that they've been doing has been going against the Constitution. That shows you that these people were never, ever, ever elected by we the people. These people were installed. These people have a different agenda. And I think this is becoming very, very clear now. Just like the Ukraine war is becoming clear to many, many people right now because they're starting to see the corruption out in Ukraine. Actually, Ukraine's deputy defense minister, he has resigned over corruption. Seems like there's a lot of corruption out in Ukraine. And you can see the deep state players, they are panicking right now. I thought they had the upper hand. I thought Putin was on his last leg. I thought Putin was going to retreat any minute. But it seems that they're panicking. And how do you know they're panicking? Well, they're trying to bring in more equipment. Let's talk about protecting our health. Have you started to notice an increase in the appearance of wrinkles, fine lines, bags under your eyes, or other usual signs of aging? It may be more than just stress from the new year. Wrinkles and other marks of aging are one of the top signs that your collagen levels are low. It becomes more vital every year that you get older to supplement collagen into your diet for the sake of your skin's health. As you've gotten older, for example, you may have found that your skin isn't as strong. Whether in your 20s or 90s, you can experience the healthy aging effects collagen has on your skin with the help of this multi-collagen powder I love to use. My skin has once again regained its youthful glow, hydration, and elasticity. I add it to my morning coffee or tea, and it tastes great while keeping me a little more full between meals. I want you to try it as well and experience the amazing effects it had on me. Get a bag today for 51% off, plus receive several free bonuses before their new year sale ends by going to healthwithx22.com. That is healthwithx22.com, and get ready to look your best this new year. But if Putin's on his last leg and he's retreating, the economy is completely falling apart, why do they need to bring in extra weapons? If they have it made, if he's on the run. Well, this tells you everything you need to know because he's not on the run. And they're afraid that everything is going to be exposed. Poland has officially requested German approval to send Leopard tanks to Ukraine. And what just happened? Well, Germany will supply at least one company of Leopard 2A6 tanks to Ukraine. And Germany will also grant permission to other countries so they can donate their Leopard stocks as well. Now, Biden, he's considering sending significant number of Abrams 1 M1 tanks to Ukraine. So they're preparing to send these tanks. Now, do you think these tanks are going to be able to actually remove Putin? No. Actually, they're going to be like sitting ducks. And I do believe the weapons that Putin has will destroy all of these tanks. And once again, why are they doing this? Because they're panicking. They realize they don't have the upper hand. And when they lose, everything is going to be exposed. The human trafficking, the money laundering, the biolabs, and everything else. Remember, this is their lair. They're trying to protect their lair. And actually, once this protection is gone, they're screwed. So what do we have? Well, we have the doomsday clock. It is now 90 seconds to midnight. So the Science and Security Board of the Bulletin of Atomic Scientists, they have moved the hands of the doomsday clock forward, and the clock now stands at 90 seconds to midnight, the closest to global catastrophe it has ever been. Why did they do this? Because of Russia, because of Ukraine. Now, once again, the deep state players, they care about Ukraine. The rest of the world does not. The rest of the people, I should say, does not. They care, and they want to start a war. Because they know what happens if they lose. Now, are they going to be able to start a war? They will try. I do believe this is going to be the scare event, and you can see they're starting to build this up. Now, really think about this. Everything that they've been telling us that, you know, Russia's economy is going down the tubes. It's going to crash any second. Putin, he's going to, you know, get voted out. He's on his deathbed or whatever stories they're telling. The soldiers are deserting. All the companies in Russia, they have left. Well, it seems all of this is turning out to be fake, phony, and false, just like everything else they do. And when you start to look at Russia and all the businesses there, over 90% of the firms have remained in Russia. So all these companies from the EU and the G7 and everything like that, they're in Russia. They didn't leave. So before the outbreak of war, there were more than 2,400 company branches and 1,400 companies from the EU and G7 operating in Russia. By the end of November last year, only 120 companies had left Russia or sold their companies there. What does this tell you? It tells you there was no mass exit of Western firms from Russia. So why aren't they leaving? If Russia is so bad, if Russia is going to start a nuclear war, why are they keeping their companies there? Why is Europe, the EU companies, why are they staying? Why is everyone staying? Don't you find that very interesting? Because they know. They know, just like they knew about the pandemic, just like they knew about the mask, just like they knew about the 6 feet apart. They know it's all fake. They're making it up. They know that they're pushing an agenda. Remember, going back to the 16-year plan, yes, they wanted a war, but the war was going to be controlled, just like the economy was going to be controlled. Recession, a controlled depression. The war was going to be controlled. They knew who was going to be the winner and the loser. They knew exactly what they were doing. It was being staged. It doesn't mean there wasn't going to be loss of life. Of course there was going to be. But they knew exactly what they wanted to do. They wanted the United States to lose because they wanted to get rid of the Constitution. But when you start to look at this, everything that they do is controlled and everything that they do is completely fake, phony, and false. Everything that they say is always the opposite of what's really happening. Think about the masks. Remember, they told us in the beginning, don't wear masks, they don't work. Then they told us that masks do work. But if you go back in time, do you know back in Australia? Back in Australia, about 20 years ago or so, do you know when there were people trying to sell surgical face masks on the back of claims they worked against viruses? They were threatened with prosecution and massive fines by the government. Why? Because they said that masks do not work to stop viruses. This was 20 years ago. And yes, there's an article, and it's titled Farce Masks. It's safe for only 20 minutes. And this was published by the Sydney Morning Herald in 2003. Explaining how retailers who cash in on the community fears about SARS by exaggerating the health benefits of surgical masks could face fines up to $110,000. So wait a minute. Back then, they were fining people for selling masks, saying it would stop viruses. You could have gone to jail for that. And then during COVID, they were putting people in jail for not wearing a mask. Does this make any sense? Of course it doesn't, because masks don't work, and they knew it back then, and they were trying to stop the scams. I mean, you really can't even make this stuff up anymore, just like you can't make it up with The Lancet. Remember when The Lancet came out, and they put out this whole study about hydroxychloroquine, how it will scratch your heart, it will kill you, it will do everything? Now The Lancet is out there trying to convince everyone that you shouldn't eat animals. They're recommending people move away from the animal-based diet to a plant-based one. I wonder who's controlling this research study. You think it's the World Economic Forum? You think they're trying to push the same exact thing? Remember, everything that they say is always the opposite. And here they go again. They're pushing a study. They're pushing a piece to try to convince the people it's time to move away from animal-based diet. This is not healthy. It's not good for you. You know what's really good for you? Bugs, this chemicalized plants that we create. That's what's really good for you. Remember, it's always the opposite of what they're talking about. And we could see that DeSantis out in Florida, he is doing the opposite of everything that the deep state is trying to do. Right now, DeSantis, he's proposing legislation to limit teacher unions. And he unveiled the Teacher's Bill of Rights, which would prevent teacher unions officials from earning more than the highest paid educator that is represented by the union and would prohibit the union from distributing materials in schools. The legislation also puts limits on the collective bargaining process, prohibiting school board members from accessing excessive funds created for negotiations. And I do believe he's right about this one other thing. He's calling to reduce school board term limits to 12 years to 8. And I do believe that we should have term limits on almost everyone. The Senate, the House, there shouldn't be career politicians or people in there for a very long time, because what does that do? It breeds corruption. And now it's time to shut this down and actually remove everything that was in place and set up term limits for everybody who is in elected position. There's no reason that someone needs to be there 25, 30, 40, 50 years. Remember, it's only, and the founding fathers, they just wanted people to serve. They wanted people to work out in the public realm. They wanted people then to serve so they could be in touch with the people that are working and then go back to their jobs. They didn't want career politicians. They didn't want people to say, hey, you know something? I'm going to go study politics and I'm going to enter politics at 25, get all the benefits, and I'm going to retire at 70. That's absolutely ridiculous. And once again, how do these people continually get elected? I mean, you look at some of these districts, they're a complete and utter disaster. I'll tell you how. They're installed from cheating. Absolutely. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is out in Florida, we can see Florida school boards, they are now changing policies. They are now requiring students to use bathrooms based on biological sex. So Florida's Leon County School Board, they changed their policy. We also have another county, which is Pasco County School District. They've changed their policy, and the change comes in response to a ruling from the 11th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals, which upheld a Florida school district's decision to separate restrooms by biological sex. And I do believe every school should be doing this. You go to the bathroom that fits your biological sex, because we see from what has been happening, what happens when you allow boys into the girls' bathroom. Girls are being raped. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is we could see these corporations, they're trying to go woke, and every time they do, they realize the people are not with them. They're completely out of touch with what's happening out in the real world, and they're just following an agenda. Now, listen, they could follow this agenda. They can go woke, but you know what's going to happen? They're going to destroy their entire business model. And M&M's, they realize this. They realize, holy crap, we're not going woke because we saw what was happening out on the internet and the people are rejecting. Because if they went in this direction, their candy sales would be in the dumper. And they put this statement out. America, let's talk. In the last year, we made some changes to our beloved Spokes candies. We weren't sure if anyone would even notice, and we definitely didn't think it would break the internet. But now we get it. Even a candy shoes can be polarizing, which was the last thing M&M's wanted, since we're all about bringing people together. Therefore, we have decided to take an indefinite pause from the Spokes candies in their place. We are proud to introduce a spokesperson America can agree on, the beloved Maya Rudolph. We are confident Ms. Rudolph will champion the power of fun to create a world where everyone feels they belong. Yeah, let's see how this plays out. Now, they were trying to remove the heels from one of the candies, trying to make it look less sexy. I mean, this is absolutely ridiculous. And the people were calling them out on this. And if they try to go woke, you know what's going to happen? Their entire business is going to go down the tubes, just like everything else. Once you go woke, you go broke. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is that Carrie Lake now, she is now really pushing very hard and showing that, yes, election fraud happened in Arizona. I do believe this is a domino. This is one of the first dominoes that's going to fall, and it's going to start knocking all the other dominoes over. And it seems that Trump, the Patriots, they might be waiting for this because they knew that out in Arizona, this was going to happen. And they knew that Carrie Lake would be the person to go up against all of this and push back hard. And this is what she put out. And also Carrie Lake War Room also put stuff out on Twitter. So let me read what she wrote here. Confirmed on election day, tabulators rejected nearly 250,000 vote attempts. What happened here in Arizona was truly an assault on our country. We must rectify this. So she highlighted a certain part here and says, tabulator machines 2022 rejected nearly 250,000 vote attempts at an unprecedentedly high rate never seen before. This cast doubt on and thus compromised the integrity of the entire election. Then we have Carrie Lake War Room. It says, breaking. Shelby Bush confirms after reviewing the system log files from the tabulators on election day, nearly 250,000 ballots were misread. With 446 tabulators across the county, there is no doubt the integrity of the election in Maricopa County was compromised. Then Kerry Lake put this out on Twitter. Bombshell discovering. Today's Senate testimony confirms nearly 40,000 ballots illegally counted, 10% of the signatures reviewed. I think all the election deniers out there deserve an apology. And what she showed here is the signatures of these mail-in ballots. The signatures aren't even close. And she says there are 38,909 ballots with this exact issue, all counted. So someone was forging signatures somewhere, somehow. This is fraud right in front of our eyes. And now the people are seeing this. And I do believe her case is building and building and building. And think about it. If she's making this case, what do you think the other candidates that decided not to concede, what are they going to do? Are they going to start looking at all this? Are the state legislators, are they going to say, well, wait a minute, what happened there? Maybe the same thing happened here, because things that happen in our state don't make sense. And when things don't make sense, you need to look into it. And I do believe that's exactly what's going to happen. And this brings me to Fulton County. Because remember, Fulton County, they were doing this investigation with the grand jury, and they were going to release a report about what happened there. Well, Misty G on True Social put this out and said, Fulton County will hold a hearing today on whether to release a report written by the investigative grand jury regarding Trump's interference in the 2020 election. Trump's lawyers are so concerned, they're not even showing up. President Trump was never subpoenaed, nor asked to come on voluntarily, so they assume no laws were broken. They're so desperate to get Trump. Now, think about this. They did this whole entire investigation. The grand jury heard it, and they're coming out with a report, which means they have nothing on Trump. Now, once again, what did Trump give Raffensperger? What does Raffensperger know that Trump said, look at the elections, look what I'm showing you here. What do they have there that might be of value? Well, Trump, he put this out on True Social and he said the following. Page one, and there's three pages, by the way. My phone call to the Secretary of State of Georgia and a second call, which the Marxist, communist, racist, and rhinos don't even want to talk about, were perfect. Many people, including lawyers for both sides, were knowingly on the line. I was protesting a rigged and stolen election, which evidence proves it was. I won Georgia by a lot, but only needed a small number of votes from the total number. They cheated in many ways, including stuffing ballots, all caught live on tape. So he's letting everyone know they caught them live on tape, which we know, and they were stuffing ballots. Page two, with many people on the line of what was a perfect call protesting the rigged Georgia election, which I have clear right to do, and in fact, an obligation to do since I made the call as president, how come not one person said while on the call that I acted inappropriately or made a statement of protest at what I said and then slammed down the phone? Not one, even with so many opposing people, lawyers and others on the line. No admonishment at all. We nicely agreed to speak again. Page three, that was the call to Georgia. It was perfect. Nothing done or said wrong. We need to continue our conversation at a later date. The other call that was probably taped by them illegally was so good that when the Washington Post heard it, they did a retraction and apology because they were fed false information, perhaps by the Secretary of State's office, and they were angry about it. The election in Georgia was rigged and stolen. We have all the evidence needed. That is the crime. So remember, Special Counsel Jack Smith, he's investigating Trump. He has subpoenaed all of the records from Georgia Secretary of State Raffensperger, all the communications and everything. Now, that's very interesting because Trump, he let us know that we have all the evidence needed. So does Raffensperger, do they have the evidence? Do they have the communications? Is Jack now getting that information? That is very interesting. And we'll have to see how this plays out because, once again, Jack Smith is ordering all this information. So is Jack Smith actually working for the Patriots or is he really working for the Department of Justice? Because they just had a grand jury hearing in Georgia. They couldn't find anything. They're going to issue a report. Why would Jack be going to Georgia to get the same exact information? Or is he going to get the evidence and use it in a different way? Not against Trump, but against other people. That is very interesting. Now, think about what's happening with Biden right now, because they went after Trump. Trump, he's the president. He has the authority to declassify. Biden doesn't. And now we're at this point where the people understand who has the authority and who doesn't have the authority. And now Biden, the D's, the fake news, they're sitting there saying, what do we do here? Because if we indict Biden, this is going to be a problem. If Obama comes out and exonerates Biden, it's going to show that the president has the ability to declassify. So they're trapped. And I do believe this is why they're making a move to actually remove Biden right now, because they're trapped in all of this. Paul Sperry put this out on Twitter. He said, developing, House investigators want to know why DOJ official Brat, who raided Trump's home, left it up to Biden's people to continue to search for classified docs when they dragged their feet for 7 weeks before searching Wilmy home. They waited another 3 weeks before searching Rehoboth. So the question is, why did they wait? Because remember, the FBI, the Department of Justice, they're all part of the criminal syndicate. So if they're all working together and all part of the criminal syndicate, yes, they're going to try to cover their tracks. Remember, they're the ones who are committing the crime. It's not Trump. They're just projecting it onto Trump. But Matt Gaetz says something very interesting. He said, I think that the Republicans aren't going to take out the trash for the Democrats because they're going to do it themselves. And that's what you're observing right now. So I would caution my Republican colleagues against swallowing this hook. Don't impeach. Now, that is very interesting because Gaetz is saying that the Democrats are going to be taking Biden out. And I do believe this is exactly what is happening right now. I do believe right now they aren't going to come to the rescue of Biden. I do believe the 25th Amendment is going to be used, and they're going to try to sever the relationship between what is happening now in the White House and Biden. And hopefully all of this goes away. Then all of a sudden, what do we have? We have former Vice President Mike Pence. He finds classified documents in his Indiana home. Now, the question is, why is he going around searching for documents? Now, the documents do contain markings indicating classified status. Pence's team stated that it will be up to the Justice Department or the agency that issued the documents to determine if the documents are classified or not. So just because they have a marking doesn't mean they're classified. So once again, this is very interesting. So why all of a sudden is Pence brought into this? This is very interesting because think about what just happened here. Trump is the president. He has the authority to declassify documents. He did not break the law. Biden is the VP and does not have the ability to declassify the documents. Documents were found when he was a senator, and senators do not have the ability. So you can see the difference right here. One broke the law, one didn't break the law. Obama could have stepped in and exonerated him very easily. But this would have exonerated Trump. It would have shown that the entire raid on Mar-a-Lago, everything that they did to Trump, was one gigantic hoax, just like Russia, Russia, Russia. And Biden, he didn't come to Biden's rescue, which tells you everything you need to go, because Biden now is a liability. They're in the process of removing him. Now Pence is reporting that he has classified docs. Think about what just happened. The deep state fake news are put in a strange position. Are they going to admit the vice president doesn't have the authority to declassify? Or are they going to say that the vice president doesn't have the authority and we have to indict both of them? Think about this for a second. So if the Department of Justice wants to indict Pence, they're going to have to indict Biden. Do you really think they're going to go down this track? What happens if they do? What happens if they say, okay, both of you broke the law, it's even now, and this will be great, and we could see that we're going to have to remove Biden. We're going to have to move. We're going to have to arrest Pence. And yeah, this is part of the law. But then what happens if Trump comes in and he says, well, wait a minute. The documents that he has, I declassified. Those are all declassified. I gave them to him. Well, this would exonerate Pence then, wouldn't it? What about Biden? Would Obama come out and defend Biden? I do believe Trump is trying to get Obama to come out of the woodwork. So the other question is, do all these documents have to do with the Hunter Biden laptop and Biden's business dealings and Obama, Hillary Clinton, and everything else? I do believe so. I think Trump is baiting them in. Look what he truthed out. Mike Pence is an innocent man. He never did anything knowingly dishonest in his life. The key word is knowingly. Leave him alone. He wants them to go after Pence. He is trapping them. As soon as he said, leave him alone, he's an innocent man, what do you think the fake news is going to do? What do you think the corrupt politicians are going to do? They're going to go after him. Now, remember, the key word was knowingly, which means, once again, are these actually classified documents? We'll have to wait to see. But I do believe Trump, he's trying to lure Obama and others out into the open. Because remember, these individuals, they've committed crimes. How do they hide their crimes? Well, they take their declassified information using the Presidential Records Act of 1978. They hide it in a library for 5 years. They could extend it for 12. And they keep it under wraps so nobody can find it. Nobody can look at it. Nobody can see it. And I do believe Trump is trying to bring them out. Remember, there was a post where Obama's presidential library was raided after 5 years, which is very interesting. And this post, which is 603, just so happens to fall on January 24, 2018. It says, today, former President Barack Hussein Obama formally retained counsel. God bless you all. But what I want to do is I want to go back to post 2207. And I do believe this is why Trump is setting them up and bringing these people out into the open. Because this part, I do believe, is very important. This is September 18, 2018. This is post 2207, like I said. And this is referring to Hussein's executive order. Executive order 13526, section 1.7. It says, classification prohibitions and limitations. A, in no case shall information be classified, continue to be maintained as classified, or fail to be declassified in order to conceal violations of law, inefficiencies, or administrative error, prevent embarrassment to a person, organization, or an agency, restrain competition, or prevent or delay the release of information that does not require protection in the interest of the national security. Down below, it says, sleep no more. The American people and others around the world are awakening. Panic, game over. So do the Patriots have the declassified information? Do they have all of it? They do. So under this executive order, this information needs to be released. I do believe Trump, he's setting them all up. This is absolutely unbelievable. And yes, he caught them all. He has all the evidence. He has all the documentation. But remember, this is something the people need to see play out. The people need to understand who has the authority, who doesn't have the authority, and how all this works. Because without all of this, people would be confused. So you need to bring people into the fold. You need to educate the people and make them understand how this all works and who has the authority, who doesn't have the authority. Trump, he put this out on Truth Social. He said, my representatives were having a very good talks with radical left NARA. The Constitution and Bill of Rights are dangerous documents. As per the Presidential Records Act and the Sox case, which is what we were supposed to be doing when the FBI raided a very secure Mar-a-Lago with Secret Service, security cameras, home guards, a locked storage area. We actually added another lock at the FBI's request, etc. We did everything right, the way it was supposed to be done. Stop weaponization. So he's letting everyone know everything was by the book. Everything that Biden did, everything that Obama did, everything that all these other people did, they didn't do it by the book. Actually, what's in their declassified information are all the crimes that they have committed. But I do believe Trump, he has it all. They have all the information. And you can see how this is now building. I do believe that once the people start to see all this, once the people start to see the declassified information, it is completely game over. But we need to get there first. And the only way to get there is to educate and bring this out very, very slowly so the people understand. And now we're going to start to see the fake news try to explain all of this with Pence and Biden. And let's see what direction they go. But I do believe in the end, what they're going to do is they're going to try to remove Biden and actually try to remove him with the 25th Amendment. And let's see how this all plays out, because this is going to be very interesting. And let's see what happens when, or if Trump says, well, I declassified that information, What does Obama do? What does Biden do? That is going to be very interesting. Like I have always said, the Patriots have all the leverage. They're in complete and utter control. Listen, everyone, thanks a lot for listening. Be well, be safe, and especially be prepared. Thanks a lot.